One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Top of the afternoon to ya. It's St. Paddy's Day. Good times on the show ahead. Lots going on. We've got an interview with Beardy Man. We've got a live interview with Cry of Silence. We've got concert reviews, things that are happening. It's all happening today. Discorder Radio. Ashley McIsaac kick it off on the St. Paddy's edition of Discorder Radio. Devil in the Kitchen, 101.9 CITR. There you go, all 2 minutes and 23 seconds of it. Ashley McIsaac, Devil in the Kitchen, going back to 1995 in honor of the St. Paddy's Edition Day of Discorder Radio. How you guys doing? Wade here along with DJ CJ.
Hello.
Matt Muse.
Hey, hey.
And Liz Holiday.
Hello.
It is, you know, it is a holiday today.
Is it technically?
It's a holiday in Newfoundland.
Oh.
They don't have to work today in Newfoundland. It's like New Year's Day or Christmas Day. That's how big it is for them in Newfoundland.
Wow.
Yes. And that while we played that last song, not only for its obvious Celtic connection, but Ashley McIsaac is from Cape Breton, which is not quite Newfoundland, but it's pretty darn close. And we just like that tune. It's a great rockin' Celtic track to kick it off today on Discorder Radio. We're going to do some more St. Paddy's business toward the end of the show, but lots more to cover. We missed last week due to the AMS elections, but we want to give a quick congratulations, because we didn't really have to follow up since our fun drive finale, but congrats to everybody in the CITR community for raising $38,300. Awesome. So that is going to go a long way to help us to digitize our collection and get the new website up running.
That's, yeah, the new website is the biggest thing we've had since sliced bread.
Nice. We're excited about that. And actually, a band that was in here about 30 seconds ago congratulated us, and we're going to bring them on shortly. So it's going to be a jam-packed day. We're going to have this at a live studio interview with Cry of Silence and One and the Same. We're going to Matt Muse got a chance to do an interview with Beardy Man for his show last week. But first off, let's look at ahead. We got some breaking news from UBC campus. Of course, AMS organized lots of amazing events here. And the breaking news we have is Liz Holiday is like is just gigging to say it. So I'm going to let you.
It?
Okay, it's all you, Liz.
Oh man. Well, as of today, this afternoon at noon, I believe, tickets went on sale for the AMS Block Party 2015 annual last day of classes, big party time. So. This year, the lineup is going to be pretty exciting.
So exciting.
So exciting.
I have to say, I felt like in the last couple of years, and we've had the pleasure of being backstage for the last, five or six of these? Because there's two. There's the September version and the April version. One's called the one's called the Welcome Back Barbecue. One's called the Block Party. They're very similar in scope.
One is on the first day of classes, and one is on the last day of classes.
Yes, and actually, as one more sidebar, if the truth be known, we actually met Liz Holiday right last year on the Backyard Barbecue.
Yeah, backyard. Yeah. Yes.
And here, look at you 6 months later, up top. Awesome.
Oh man.
But I felt like the lineup was getting, I don't know, it was getting a little bit softer in the last couple editions. But bam, they're back with some gusto. Liz, who do we have this year at the Block Party?
Well,
on Friday, April 10th.
We have the winners of the Last Band Standing competition, who is a local group called Bowen and the Uproars.
And that's also breaking news, too.
Which is also breaking news, yes.
We got a lot of sidebar Last tangents happening today.
There's just too much that has been happening.
Yes.
That is worth covering.
And that was an event. Now, that was the big finale of that happened. Was that last week?
Last week. I believe.
I know a lot of people thought that Lady Jams was picked as the favorite. We thought maybe they were going to take it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people at CITR were hoping Class Act, Rojo's band, was going to take it.
Yeah.
But no, the band that is prevailed as the Last Band Standing winners, who will get to play this year at Block Party, mm-hmm. are
Bowen and the Uproars.
There you go.
Which I believe will be playing a little bit of later. But the big headliners, the big three headliners we have at Block Party this year are none other than Chromeo,
ooh,
Tokyo Police Club,
ooh,
and Yukon Blonde.
Wow.
So
three huge names.
Yeah.
Although we should point out that from Chromeo, that is just a DJ set. That's not like a full live set with them with their guitars and stuff. They'll be playing other people's tunes, not their own. Presumably they'll play some of their own. But
are both members going to be in attendance?
I have no idea, but it's definitely just a DJ set.
But I've been there several years enough to know that by the end of that Block Party, people are not going to care. They're so drunk that they're just
going to
they're just going to dance.
That's
it's
true.
It's a complete dance show.
So make sure to go to the AMS website and get your tickets. The early bird tickets sold out within the first 20 minutes, I think, which were the $15 ones. So now it's the $22 ones. Make sure to get in on that today before it's only $30 tickets left. It's going to be an amazing time. We're going to be there. We're going to be bopping along in the crowd
awesome.
All day long.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll be talking about lots over the next three-ish weeks. Mm-hmm. So why don't we play a bit of music just to get the ball rolling in this. Let's play. Okay, we're going to do the Last Band Standing winner, and then we're going to go into Tokyo Police Club. So here we go. This is Bowen and the Uproar. And what is the name of this track we're going to play right now?
It does not have a name on
okay.
the YouTube video.
All right.
So,
the nameless track from Bowen the Uproar to kick it off. Discord Radio, followed by Tokyo Police Club. CITR 101.9.
Time. So we packed up all our Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Tokyo Police Club, going back to 2006. That was their first ever single from the A Lesson in Crime EP, Nature of the Experiment. And they will be playing right here at UBC on Friday, April 10th, along with Chromeo, the band we heard before them, which was the last band standing winners from UBC.
Bowen and the Uproar.
Thank you very much. And the name of the track, we found out in the meantime. no, we didn't find out.
We
okay.
did not find that
it's just
out.
That's Bowen and the Uproar's featured track. There you go. And the other band playing with them this or on April 10th is Yukon Blonde. Mm-hmm. Kelowna, BC's own Yukon Blonde. Band we've featured here in the station before. A band we had the pleasure of interviewing back at the Kaloha Festival in 2013. And today, hot off the press, lots has happened today. It's Tuesday. You know, Tuesday is the day they have brand new albums are released. Obviously, music news is being released. But the brand new single ahead of their upcoming album was released today. And so we're going to play the brand new Yukon Blonde song today. It's called Saturday Night. Their new album comes out this summer. So without further ado, let's play the brand spanking new track from Yukon Blonde, Saturday Night, right here on Discorder Radio.
Baby in a bitter this March 20th at the Wise Hall. She, a night featuring a powerhouse lineup of women making their bold mark in word and music, including Purple Heart Social Club, Lady Jams, Jeanette King, JB the First Lady, Immortal, and headliner Natasha T. Miller, a Detroit spoken word artist, followed by a dance party with DJ Kukum. This is a 19-plus event at the legendary Wise Hall, 1882 Adenac. $20 gets you in, plus a copy of Immortal's new album. Doors at 8, show at 9. For more info, go to immortal.com/shows.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM. CITR.ca here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
We are back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Before the station ID and the PSA, how awesome was that brand new Yukon Blonde track, Saturday Night, rocking? Well, I'm sure we'll hear more of that one in the future. Right now, if we're playing some tunes in the background. This is homage to the musicians that couldn't make it today. Yeah, this is a bit of Chase Your Words. Give them a little sample. They couldn't be here. We'll give them a couple seconds. Yeah, there you go. Chase Your Words, the track right here. They are not right here, but luckily members of One and the Same and Cry of Silence are. I'd like to welcome to the studio Corey and Colin, and back to the studio, Mr. Eddie Lam Halen. Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having us back again.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, we had that all lined up to play, but unfortunately, I guess the Chase Your Words guys couldn't make it in. So,
well, they need to practice to get ready for Friday's big extravaganza, which I'm really excited about.
Cool. So that's what we're here to talk about. So, Eddie, first of all, let me just give a little background on you. You were a CITL volunteer for a long time.
Yes.
No stranger to the music scene in Vancouver. You've involved lots of different projects, but your band, Cry of Silence, you guys have been together for how long now?
Quite a good number of years, actually. Like the current lineup, we've been around since, I would say, like 2012. But, you know, I've been writing songs for Cry of Silence, you know, and performing with various people for, you know, for a good number of years. But, you know, with we're just so excited. You know, we've been doing all kinds of shows just, you know, to think outside the box and, you know, just to connect with all different kinds of people in the audience.
Nice. And I want to talk about that in a sec because we haven't really even tickled the audience's fancy yet of what the event is on Friday. But I also want to chat with you guys, Corey and Colin of One and the Same.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You guys are also, before we talk about the band on Friday, so tell us a bit about your band.
Me and Corey have kind of just been playing together for like 4 years, started a few bands that didn't work out. We're coming from Maple Ridge, so nothing. It's hard.
No good venues, and when we were younger, we didn't have like vehicles to get around, so it was hard to like get good shows and stuff. But now we're older, we've got a group of guys that we really like playing with, and
you still don't have a vehicle.
Big whoop! You have the car.
Yeah, I drive.
What's the music scene like in Maple Ridge?
What music scene?
Yeah, no. There's people who come from Maple Ridge, but there's not really anywhere to play other than occasional cafes.
The Wolf,
Billy Miner Pub,
Billy.
That's a jazz place, though.
Yeah. You know? If you go there and play our music, they might kick us out.
They would kick us out. I don't think their kit would like me very much.
No.
Nice. So it's Corey and Colin, and there's a third member of the band who also has a name starts with C. Who's that?
That's Connor. We have four members, but just our fourth member, Josh, is the one who breaks the CO cycle.
Okay.
It gets really confusing sometimes when people try to name us all.
Nice, nice. Okay, so there we go. One and the Same. You guys are playing along with, as you said, Eddie's band, Cry of Silence, along with another band, Sleepless.
Yes, so the Sleepless are a pop punk acoustic trio that I've met at an open mic night a couple of months back at the Café du Soleil open mic on Thursday nights. So when I saw them, I was just like, wow, like these girls are very talented. They have good harmonies and all that stuff. And I connected with the lead singer, and so later on, when we got offered to play at Seven Dying Lounge this coming Friday, the guy in charge says, "Well, hey, you know what? You know, select any bands you want to, you know, to play the show with you, and get back to me." And so I wanted to give new talent a chance, And so the one band I had, one of the bands I had in mind was The Sleepless. And they're seriously like a brand new band.
Yeah.
And you know, when I met them, I told them, I said, you know what? I think I know a good crowd that might enjoy your music. You know, let's do a show together and we'll take it from there.
So nice.
I'm really excited about their debut this coming Friday.
So you're kind of like the puppet master for the show.
I would say, you know, I would say we got the creative freedom for this show.
And you know, yeah. I haven't even mentioned what the show is about because I've been kind of trying to get introduced to different bands.
Yeah.
So there we, you know, just as a quick recap, we've got One and the Same, we've got Sleepless, we've got Chase Your Words, who we heard off the top. We've got your band, Cry of Silence.
Yes, exactly.
And what is this event that's happening Friday night?
So it's a costume party this coming Friday at Seven Dying Lounge on West Broadway. The theme of the costume party is cowboys and martial arts. So you can be a cowboy, you can be a ninja. My bassist, Dan, he said that you can also be Zorro because that's the best of both worlds.
Nice.
Because you know, he's got the hat, but he's got the sword and all that crazy stuff. So, yeah.
So are you guys just big Tarantino fans, or what was the connection to the Cowboys and Ninjas?
It was just a random thing that we decided to do. We just said, you know what? Well, like, I've seen things like, you know, like pirates, samurai, superheroes, supervillains, and all that. But, you know, what about cowboys and what about, you know, ninjas or whatever.
You know, it is pretty original. I mean, there's a lot of sparkle parties. There's like these onesie parties. There's the golf pros, tennis hose thing is kind of made of a bit of a comeback. But yeah, cowboys and ninjas, it's pretty original.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be dressing up yourselves as part of your stage shtick?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think we were all going to go as ninjas, but then we all realized how impractical.
Singing with the ninja mask on became very difficult.
I'm almost tempted to say challenge accepted, but yeah.
Hey, go for it, man. I dare you. Come on.
Okay.
Colin's now a ninja.
I'm a ninja now, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So just a bit of fun at the Seven Dining Lounge. That's basically Broadway and...
Manitoba, I think.
Yeah, Broadway, Manitoba. The address is 53 West Broadway. So it used to be the Cosmic Zoo back in the day, if you recall.
Yes.
So it's a block away from Soundhouse Studios, which is, you know, one of the greatest rehearsal spaces. Hi, Caesar. Hi, her. Hi, her.
And if you don't know where that is, it's right beside 7-Eleven.
Yes, there you go. That helps a lot, too. That's the cool thing about it. It's just that, you know, everyone's going to be coming in, dressing up as costumes, and we're going to be giving away prizes, too. So we're going to have, like, an audience vote on who's got the best costume, and then we're going to be drawing names as well. And that's a big advantage for those who may not be able to wear costumes on that day. So they have an opportunity to win regardless.
Awesome. Awesome. What time does it get underway on Friday night?
So doors at 7 p.m. The first band goes on at 8 p.m., which is The Sleepless.
Nice. It's $10. You get four bands, costume party extravaganza, lots of fun, Chase Your Words, Sleepless, One and the Same, and Cry of Silence. It's going to be a great time. So thanks so much for joining us, guys. And Eddie, before we're going to play a track of Cry of Silence, but also something else. While we're on the St. Patty's tip, Eddie, you are known for one of the guys leading the Rocky Okie movement here in Vancouver. So what's going on tonight? You got a St. Patty's gig?
Oh, yeah. So we have a St. Patty's Day party with with my Rocky Okie band, The Naturals. So that's Jarrett. Jarrett won't be here. So we have my friend Emerson, who's going to be filling in for Jarrett on drums. And then our bassist, Justin Brown, who's an incredible guy. And we have our host with the most, Mr. Joe, Dr. Goulet Flynn. And he loves that whole, Will Ferrell, Robert Goulet persona.
Oh, excellent.
Right. So he's going to be, singing. He's going to embrace you guys with his amazing vocals. So it's going to be pretty much an Irish sing-along. So we're going to have not just you two, but we have like Sinéad O'Connor, the Pogues, if you remember that song, Dirty Old Town.
Yeah.
And some other traditional Irish tunes. So
nice.
Come on down tonight at Railway Club, 8 o'clock, and get ready to, enjoy some drinks and sing some tunes.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks so much, Eddie, for joining us. That's tonight. Of course, Friday night is the big costume shebang with, once again, One and the Same, Chase Your Words, Sleepless, and these guys, Cry of Silence. We're going to play the track Overboard. Thanks so much for joining us, Eddie Lamb Halen, Colin, and Corey. And this is Cry of Silence on Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9.
Killing me. You act like A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Okay. Yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
On oh, all my sins are bound to me. I was told that
I'm
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was the Friendly Ghosts. Friendly Ghosts, who just moved to Vancouver. Well, two of the members just moved to Vancouver. They've been out of Victoria, playing in Victoria for a couple of years. They just released a brand new EP called No Way Jose.
I think it's been out for a while, but they're trying to master it.
Oh, that's the story. Very cool. Okay.
But still, I mean, it's for us, music to our ears, you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, great tune.
Huge shout out.
They just emailed us out of the blue and said, hey, you know, we're moving to Vancouver. We're looking for a little extra push. Can you help us out? And that's what we do here at Discorder Radio. We try to help out local artists.
Basically, if you email us, we'll play your song on the radio. That's sort of how it goes.
There you go. Discorder.radio@citr.ca. That's how Eddie and those guys got on the radio. He just emailed us, said, hey, we're playing a show Friday night. Can we come talk about it? We said, sure. And so thanks again to Eddie Lamb, along with Corey and Colin, of One and the Same and Eddie of Cry of Silence, for their big costume extravaganza on Friday night.
Yeah, I think also Friendly Ghost might be putting on a show with Woolworm and Leisure Suit end of April. So they're like really reaching out to as many musicians as they can in the local scene and trying to get to know Vancouver a bit more. So big shout out to them, you know, for being more proactive. And
that's how you got to do it in this DIY world we live in these days.
Yeah.
Right
so
on.
Thank you for reaching out to us.
Speaking of DIY world, Matt Muse took it upon himself to, I mean, we like your initiative is what I'm saying, Matt. You know, I know you've been a big fan of this next performer. I'll let you and Rojo, you were at the show, so I'm going to let you guys, I'll let you guys take this one away.
Right. So, well, we were off the air last week for elections coverage, but last week, me and CJ and Rohit and a couple other buddies of ours went to check out a show down in Gastown. It was a guy by the name of Beardy Man, and if you've been following our Twitter and like Instagram stuff, we posted some stuff from that. It was a crazy good time. It's hard trying to describe what Beardy Man does. He's from the UK. He's a beatboxer, like probably one of the best beatboxers in the world.
He was a world champion, in fact.
Yeah, he was. For like 2 years or something. So he's an incredibly talented beatboxer. But like over the years, he's been increasingly experimenting with ways to use that particular skill set to create live electronic music. So his crowning glory is this device called the Beardytron 5000. Yeah. And when we play the interview, he'll explain the device a bit, and you can check out our Facebook and Twitter and stuff to see some pictures of the thing. And I'll post a video later, too, so you can see this thing in action, because it really is something else. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. And I don't know. What was your impression of the whole experience, Rohit?
Yeah, as somebody who is a beatbox practitioner, all I can say is to see him in the flesh doing his craft was incredible. And he is able to come up with beats just so incredibly fast and layer them so incredibly fast that it boggles my mind. And frankly, what you're seeing is somebody come up with an album, essentially, in the span of an hour or 2 hours set. I don't know. It felt like it was a short amount of time just because of how intensely packed it was.
He actually has a project called One Album an Hour.
Yeah.
That he does every once in a while and he's been doing it on YouTube with his guest producers. So like he did one with Jack Black.
That was a great
as
one.
As a producer, and one with Tim Minchin. And yeah, that's the concept. He has an hour. He produces an album live based on track titles that have been suggested, and then he works with the guest producer. And it's crazy. Like, because not only tunes and beats, but like lyrics too.
Yeah, the only thing I must say, he's done this at a few other shows where he asks the audience for suggestions. This show, he didn't do that, but what he did instead was essentially just go freestyle for the entire time. Like, he just went, he did it like nonstop. There was like no breaks that I could even remember. Like, maybe a little bit of banter here and there, but other than that, he just kept coming up with new beats.
Well, yeah, let's check out the interview, because you'll also hear him sort of talk about why he maybe didn't. He's trying to, you know, get a little bit more serious with it. That's sort of what the Beardytron is for. But yeah, let's check out the interview. And after the interview, we're also going to play a song off his new album. It's called You Only Like What You Know. So yeah, Beardytron on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Everything you are hearing is coming from my mouth.
Hey, it's Matt from Discord Radio. I'm here in a sort of unfinished basement at the Alexander in Gastown, and I'm here with
Beardy.
Beardy.
for someone who's never heard of Beardy Man, how would you describe your act?
I'm a juggler and dog trainer, and I juggle dogs.
That sounds like quite a show.
It's amazing, because at the end I set them on fire, and then I throw them all into this big vat of acid.
And the clubs let you do this?
Yeah, and it sounds like this.
So I was checking the stage out up there. You've got a machine set up. What's that machine on the stage?
So that's the Beardytron, and it's my nightmare, and I created it. And I drag it around the world, forcing it to make music for me. It's like a killer robot designed for pummeling dance floors.
Can you sort of describe it visually, like what it looks like?
It's four iPads and two laptops and a whole bunch of buttons and pedals and stuff and lots of bespoke design software, and it's just mental. But it allows me to just kind of improvise whole sets, which is fun. But yeah, I'm sort of learning how to use it all the time. You know, I'm always finding new things that I can do with it and new things that it can do and making new patches for it and stuff. But it's just a really fun tool to use.
Sort of like a live production suite.
Exactly. And there's not many people that do that, really, because there's nothing that you can really do it with, which is why I had to build it, because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to just sort of... I've always had this dream of being able to just kind of improvise electronic music, and I'm fascinated by anything that allows me to do that.
So you've got a new album out. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, my new album is called Distractions. And if you like Distractions, you'll love Distractions.
Is it like it's all done with the Beardytron, correct?
Yeah, it was all, every track on it was started on the Beardytron, and then I would sort of take the multi-track output that comes out of it and tweak it to perfection. But yeah.
And how did that process compare to your first album?
Yeah, my first album was kind of a sort of novelty album. It was a bunch of jokes, really, like a bunch of joke tracks. Lots of kind of impressions of rappers and bullshit like that. Check the floor, keep it abstract from the top to the bottom. You can move your assets around if you got them. But this is actually just music, which is it's a lot closer to what I've always wanted to do. So the kind of novelty thing wasn't something which I was ever particularly comfortable with, but it was something which was a lot of fun. But when the dust settles, it's kind of like, well, it's a bit silly. It's not kind of spoofery and hijinks and me being a twat. It's more just good sort of music. Well, I think it's good. You may not. The only way to find out is to buy it and listen to it. I'm James Brown
now. So what's the ultimate goal of the Beardytron?
The ultimate goal is to invade China and take their gold.
How's that been going?
Not so well. I'm not really making... I've never even been to China. But one day I will. And then, yeah. Basically, I'm going to own all of the US Treasury bonds. And then I'm going to switch over to using some other currency as the reserve currency. Crash the world's banks. Wipe everyone's credit, start again from zero, and basically feed the poor and needy and put the people back in charge, start a more direct form of democracy based on modern electronic things like Twitter and Reddit and stuff like that. And that should enable global warming and the battling of it to become top priority and save the world. It's going to be awesome.
So I'm from a radio station called CITR, and we produce a zine. It's called Discorder Magazine. I'm going to give that to you to check out. Were you into zines at all, ever? I don't know. Was that a thing in the UK like it was over here?
I think I made one at one point. I think me and a friend, like, made one. I think everyone's done that at some point, haven't they? We used to make, like, radio shows on cassette tapes, which you wouldn't know about. They were these plastic things with magnetic tape inside, back when they were objects. But this is cool. This harks back to the days of objects. It's nice. It's actually made of paper, which would mean nothing to some of our younger listeners. Paper's this thing made of tree pulp on which words and images can be printed. Yeah, this is cool. I like this.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Kane McKenzie,
and you're listening to David Jordan,
and you're listening to Andrew Hutzelak
from We Are the City, Discorder Radio
on CITR
101.9.
Hell yeah, also.
We're, We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you very much, Matt Muse.
Yes, sir.
For that great interview with Beardy Man.
Well, hey, shout out to Beardy Man. He was a good sport. He was super jet lagged, and he's still because he's just been in the continent for like a couple of days. So he was good.
What an interesting, well spoken, talented, just out there dude.
Yeah, you absolutely owe it to yourself to just check him out on YouTube sometime. Just he's one of the most original guys making music today, I think. Not to be like superlative, but.
It was very original, and great job in the interview. So that almost wraps it up for our show today. And one of the things we pride ourselves on here at Discorder Radio is the eclectic spectrum of music that is either happening locally or produced locally. So from the beatboxing, eclectic beatboxing, live looping stylings of Beardy Man, to some traditional Irish Celtic music for St. Patrick's Day. That's the spectrum we roll with here at Discorder Radio. We actually want to give a quick shout out to Jennifer Farney. She was one of the original editors of Discorder Magazine. Discorder Magazine, 32 years young this month, and actually appearing on the cover of the UBC. Nonetheless, but Jennifer, along with Mike Mines, were the original editors in chief. Jennifer now is the manager of the legendary Irish group, the Irish Rovers. Some of members of which are from Northern Ireland, some of which are from Toronto. They recently had their 50th anniversary. That's how long these guys have been putting music out for. So to end it off today on St. Paddy's, and a shout out to our Discorder past. We're going to play some Irish Rovers, but not before we thank everybody who helped make the show happen, which, of course, includes DJ CJ, Matt Muse, Liz Holiday, Rojo, Cry of Silence, and One and the Same for joining us. And, of course, stick around for Flex Your Head with Mike. In the meantime, have a great St. Paddy's Day. Go get your Irish jigs on and maybe listen to a bit of Irish Rovers on the way. This is Dublin Pub Crawl, Irish Rovers, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Haggerty's pub for we're a jolly crew. We all went in, oh Haggerty's, just to have a drink or two.
Oh Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's in Dublin town, upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in, O'Leary's pub for we're a jolly crew. We all went in, O'Leary's, just to have a drink or two.
O'Leary's, O'Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's in Dublin town, upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in McCleary's pub, for we're a jolly crew. We all went in McCleary's, just to have a drink or two.
McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's in Dublin town, upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in McQuillan's pub, for we're a jolly crew. We all went in McQuillan's, just to have a drink or two.
McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's, and Dublin town upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in to Dillon's pub, for we're a jolly crew. We all went in to Dillon's, just to have a drink or two.
Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's, and Dublin town upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in to Cafferty's pub, for we're a jolly crew. We all went in to Cafferty's, just to have a drink or two.
Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's, and Dublin town upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went into Rafferty's pub, for we're a jolly crew. We all went into Rafferty's, just to have a drink or two.
Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's, in Dublin town upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went into Gilligan's pub, for we're a jolly crew. We all went into Gilligan's, just to have a drink or two.
Gilligan's, Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's, in Dublin town upon the crawl, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went into Milligan's pub, for we're a jolly crew. We all went into Milligan's, just
to have him a drink or two. Milligans, Gilligans, Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillons, McQuillans, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Kitty McGee's, and Dublin Town upon the Croft. A hell of a time was that.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.